The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cities across the U.S.
and select cubicles around the world at dndradioempire.com.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Gonna be a little slow today. I drank a little bit last night. Old man's in town, and I one extra martini and two beers on top of the two martinis I already have. So you figure that out. Okay. It's a math problem.
I need
that's three martinis
it was your
and two
anniversary.
Beers.
You had right. to.
That was my anniversary too.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that, but it's my anniversary also. But yeah, I went to bed 10 by 10. I was out by 10, but still 6 hours. And a lesser man wouldn't be here. Actually, a lesser man is here.
Ed man. He adds a lot to the romance.
Of
the anniversary
and the kids too. The kids are there too. Yeah.
Is that what Becky wanted? Was why don't you fly your dad in?
I know, isn't that funny?
Fly your dad in. Put him in a little vase.
Our boss Jim was telling me that too. You flying your dad in for your anniversary? I said, damn right. All right. Ed's going to come. My dad will come join the show tomorrow late in the show. Late in the show today will be our buddy Nick Griffin. And also, Andrew Zimmern's going to phone the program. Nick's at the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha.
Did you hit the grocery store on the way home? Pick up a card?
I had to go to the airport first.
And some flowers.
And then the flowers and a card. And I got a card, too. And it was lovely. It's a lovely card.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Next year's 15. That's one of those five numbers.
Oh, so you got to do something
Well, it's five and, it equals out to be we were together 5 years longer than we were married. So next year will be 15 and 20, basically. 15 married, 20 together.
Oh, okay.
So that'll do something then. Remind me of that, puss.
Be a good time for another re-up, I think.
No.
Yeah.
15.
Be nice.
5 years.
I haven't paid for the last one. I mean, literally.
5 years.
Literally. I don't think I've paid for the last one.
Yeah, but think of all the credit card miles you'll have.
That's exactly what I'm still paying on. The credit card miles from 4 years ago on the re-up of 10 years.
Oh, that's right.
Don't promise that.
Mike had to fly everybody in and put everybody up, didn't he?
Ooh. Not my buds, but some family members.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah,
and that place wasn't a Super 8.
No, it was not a Super 8. It was ridiculous. God, you guys are bumming me out.
I think that's the name of it, the Hotel Ridiculous.
Hotel Ridiculous.
Hotel Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was
so fun. You're not looking back saying it was all worth it?
You know what? I don't say that. I really don't. I mean, I had a great time at the event, and getting my family all here together at once it was very rare, and friends that haven't been here for years. But anybody I know here, that I care about. But still, no, I don't. I don't, really, because it's like anything. It's like it's a day, and it wasn't the actual marriage. We got married 10 years before that. Now, I look fondly at that, which I also paid for. But the second one, yeah, it's still kicking my ass. Still trying to catch up, because you're always... Any paycheck anybody gets, what trying to catch up's like. You can't. You can't catch up.
You should come to her and say, listen, during the re-up 10 years after, I thought I was a little puffy. So let's do it again. That's the reason she wanted to do it in the first place.
She was pregnant the first time.
Yeah, so she could stand with you and not be pregnant.
That's right.
Although she looked great pregnant. Yeah. I was there.
We were giving Ryder crap because he was the only one that wasn't at the first wedding. Because, she was there, and I was there, and my dad was there.
And
my daughter was there in the belly.
In utero.
In the belly.
In utero.
In the belly. What else is going on? What's the football game tonight? Oh, it's the Bengals and Dolphins.
And Dolphins, yeah.
What about the college game?
Houston and Connecticut?
Really?
Okay. Yeah, UConn? Houston okay. and UConn?
All right.
Houston looks like out of your ass. Your designated Thursday night team.
Well, they're in that USA conference, right?
Right.
So I get conference. Yeah, I think something like that.
So, you know, I think a lot of teams have managed to, you know, get good exposure off those Thursday night games. And Louisville used to play a lot of Thursday night games.
Yeah.
Before they got good.
And Houston's good now, too.
And now they're good.
Yeah, they got Clemson this weekend. That's going to be a good game.
I just hope nobody kneels. Man. Don't kneel. I'm going to be so pissed off.
Oh, watch for the anthem, and we'll live tweet during the anthem.
Yeah. Maybe not. I'm going to be so mad if somebody kneels. I'm
That's what we'll
frightened,
do.
We'll bitch.
Live tweet right. Saturday morning and watch every anthem and call out all the players who kneel so people can bitch.
Bitch.
Would those people rather, because I'm not for this, protesters go about it violently? Or would they rather it go about it peacefully? Because they're not happy either way.
They're not. And I was reading some Facebook stuff yesterday from the local team, you know, because that's actually national news. Dan Le Batard was talking about Rose Ivy's speech, and about how stupid the governor and our stupid regent who used to be the mayor. That's all national news.
Now, I saw a post, and it was national news. Yeah. It was Lions running back Amir Abdullah calling out the fans, and I wish he would have called out the regents and the governor, too. But
I think, yeah.
But he didn't.
He might not have known about that, but he has to call them.
But he should have.
Believe me, I'm sure he will once he finds out those douchebags. And then mainly I saw this, and you love this, because all college football fans anywhere in the country are like this, worried about recruits.
Oh.
They're worried about what's this going to look like if the governor hates all the black guys. And he doesn't hate the black guys, but he hates the guys that knelt, obviously.
Yeah, he likes.
I'll be fair to that.
He likes the black guys if they're a cop.
But he's a pandering bitch. Exactly right. Governor Ricketts is a pandering bitch.
At the worst.
I know.
At the worst.
Unbelievable. All right. And I did see somebody actually say, I'm done with the Huskers. I'm thinking, no, you're not, dude.
No.
You're a Husker fan. You like your team.
You don't bail on your team.
You don't bail. You know, you bail on the governor next time around. You know, don't vote for that dumbass.
Yeah, you have that choice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next
time
around.
Team or your governor.
Yeah,
you go with getting rid of the governor.
All right. What else is going on?
I found my zen yesterday.
What'd you do, man?
I took your advice and I found my zen.
Did you go get those puppets you're going to do? You can do it off the air. Tell me what he wants you to start a puppet show.
Yeah. Since if I can't,
it was between that and learn magic, right?
Right, regain my athletic ability.
But being a puppeteer is probably easier than learning a bunch of magic
through physical therapy. And I can't do the things that I used to do, puppeteer or magician. I'm gonna start working.
I think magician.
On that.
Being a magician is tough, and you're also starting kind of late.
Yeah.
You know? So I would go with the puppeteer.
I think the magician thing, you kind of have to have a knack for.
Yeah.
Like even as a kid.
Nimble fingers, a whole bit, you know. It's a pain in the ass, man.
Yeah, so are you going like marionette puppets, or are you thinking like,
sock,
you know,
puppets or hand puppets?
Hand up a dummy's butt ventriloquist stuff.
I don't know.
Marionettes are tough.
Yeah.
Marionettes are tough. Either way, it's going to be just a blast.
I mean, if Jeff Dunham can do the ventriloquist
stuff.
He's also a comedian on a steak.
That's my aspiration, is to be the next Jeff Dunham.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Aim higher.
Oh, God, no.
I went golfing. And,
that's your zen, right?
There was a brief period of time where I had literally the entire golf course to myself.
All right.
For some reason.
It was beautiful yesterday here.
Yeah, at my golf course.
This city was beautiful.
Everybody packs up their clubs on Labor Day. And this is the best time of year where we live.
Oh, yeah. September.
To golf.
Yeah. September's the best month of the year in this city.
So did you make up your own holes and just like, you know, tee box on one to the green on nine?
I could have. I very well could have.
Did you golf with your puppets?
Oh, yeah, I always bring them along. Yeah. And a lot of times they play better than
I do. Don't you got like a tiger guy on one of your clubs?
No, I have a wolf.
That's right.
Yeah.
And use that as your puppet. Your club cover. Your driver cover is your puppet.
Our favorite
golf
course.
Call him Wolf the Driver. And we'll come watch and laugh.
I suggest to all our Lucky 98 listeners, in case they don't know about this golf course, if you are a golfer, up in Mesquite, Nevada.
Oh, my gosh.
Northeast of Las Vegas.
I'm sure they know about it.
It is a place called Wolf Creek. And they should give us a free round just for all the free pub we've given them. It's a great golf course.
Oh, I love that day.
It'll tell you it's a good golf course.
That was a great golf course.
Still
Craig
is.
Evans. By the way, Dr. Mean is mad at Craig. And I don't want to get in a fight with Craig today because he's such a dick about it. But she's mad because he did beat cancer. And then somebody else Googled and said, if you're a survivor, you beat cancer. And, you know, so Craig's good. He's not helping out his cancer brethren, you know?
No, he's not.
He's not. And that's the key. You can be stubborn on your own ass, but you're not helping out the brethren that get cancer and friends and family
right.
and everybody else.
And insulting guys like John here.
Right.
Who has lost family members to
and
cancer.
So have I. Get pissed off at Craig for that reason, too.
Yeah.
And we've lost our mentor, we lost. You know, I lost my mom, I lost my mentor, you know.
Just say friends. Everybody's got a friend.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if you're a grown person, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, of course you got to give the doctors a little credit. They help out.
Of course, they did a lot. Yeah. And it wasn't Jesus, you know, because Craig would always say.
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah, especially after he got cancer.
Medicine is the best medicine.
Medicine, but also Craig went and did everything.
It did.
Yeah.
And the spirit of Craig. You know, when you get the spirit of Craig.
Beat it.
That will beat down cancer.
I'm damn sure right. Doctors... His sunshiny attitude as he walked in there every day to beat that cancer.
Well, I'm sure doctors will tell you that having a willing patient is half the battle.
He's
you know,
just
having
stubborn. Dr. Mina, I mean, tongue in cheek a little bit, but she was pissed off at Craig. And then some of the emailers are, too. So relax.
Yeah, I don't know how much the positive attitude really helps.
Apparently, I don't know.
But it can't hurt.
Well, it also does. You can have positive attitude and still die.
Yes,
you know
we've seen that.
Yeah, so don't give me that crap. And you can pray all you want and still die too, you know, because that's mainly what I saw from a lot of people.
Speaking of friends we've lost,
Jesus, that's depressing.
I hate to depress you even more, but
Jesus, what?
Too late.
Oh, we lost a Facebook friend, didn't we?
It was a oh yeah.
Let's get into that.
Get into that?
Well, after the break.
Okay.
After the break.
I was pulling, I think a fruit muddler or something out of the liquor rack,
right.
And here comes the Jay Medicine Hat shot glass.
Oh,
and it lands on the granite counter, and it broke.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I never use, you know.
I gotta find out where mine's at.
Emoticons, but I texted Colleen that night and said it was a sad night.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you have any spares at the warehouse? And apparently she does.
Oh, good. Then I want one, too. I don't know if anyone ever got one. Maybe
no,
I did.
No, you can't have too many. No.
I got one
Jay
right here.
Jay Medicine had shot glasses. Well, hang on to that.
I got one out here in the cabinet.
Be careful with that, because I wasn't.
All right.
I blame my wife.
Yeah, we lost a listener yesterday. He's not dead, but... We're dead to him, apparently.
Yeah,
we're dead to him.
He's one of those.
But we're going to find out exactly why.
That was very vague, and if we were our comedy friend Len Koplitz, we would hop in a plane or a car and track him down and get an explanation out of him.
I hate when we lose a listener.
Yeah.
Really depressing.
We'll get into that after we take a break.
Craig's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.